KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 1 degree above zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 9. Wind chills this morning will be around 20 degrees below zero as winds gust out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour before diminishing this afternoon. There is a wind chill advisory that remains in effect until 11 a.m. today for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties. And a wind advisory is a wind chill advisory is in effect as well until noon today for Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties. We do have several school districts that have a two-hour late start this morning due to the winds and the cold weather. And that includes Atlantic with a two-hour late start, AHST, Harlan, Nottoway Valley, Orient-Maxburg, and Panorama will all be 2 hours late. Walnut, West Central Valley of Stewart are 2 hours late as well. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool will hold no morning preschool today, and Child Watch opens at 10 a.m. The Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool will not have a morning preschool today. Atlantic Head Start will be 2 hours late. In the news, the manager of a fertilizer plant in southern Iowa says an employee has died following an explosion at the facility. Bill Clem, plant manager of the Green Valley Chemical in Creston, says the explosion Thursday morning killed an employee and injured at least two people. He called those injuries non-life-threatening, but he did not elaborate. He would also not say if the injured are employees. Clem said he could not immediately provide further details about the circumstances of the explosion. Lee Freeman with the Creston Fire Department said officials responded to a medical call from the plant at around 11 a.m. He said there was a report of an explosion, but did not have additional information. A website for the plant said it produces agricultural fertilizer and anhydrous ammonia. Police in Council Bluffs are looking for two men who robbed a credit union near the Mall of the Bluffs Thursday morning. Officials say just before 10 a.m., two black males entered the SAC Federal Credit Union at 1712 Madison Avenue wearing gray hooded sweatshirts, orange safety vests, and dark-colored face masks. One of the men was wearing a dark-colored stocking cap. He was described as being 5 feet 9 inches tall and of average build. The other man wore a white-colored hard hat. He was said to be about 6 feet 2 inches tall and of average build. A suspect in the dark-colored stocking cap pointed a black semi-automatic handgun at one of the clerks and demanded money. The man in the white hard hat jumped over the counter and began removing money from one of the drawers. After taking an undetermined amount of cash, both men fled the bank through the front doors and left the area in a black, newer model, four-door car. The car left the bank in an unknown direction of travel. No injuries were reported. The Council Bluffs Police Department is working in cooperation with the FBI to solve the crime. Anyone with information about the robbery is urged to contact the Council Bluffs PD at 712-328-STOP or the FBI at 402-493-8688. You can remain anonymous, and any information leading to an arrest and conviction of the suspects could be eligible for a cash reward. A Pottawatomie County man who was found guilty of first-degree murder last November in connection to the death of an Atlantic woman has filed a new motion for a new trial. According to online court records, the attorneys for 63-year-old Robert A. Reynolds of Oakland filed the motion for a new trial on December 31st. Reynolds' attorneys cited in their motion the grounds for a new trial would include the trial not being held in Avoca, a jailhouse phone call, and other issues discussed in the judge's chambers. Last Friday, 4th District Court Judge Greg Stensland set Thursday, January 15th as the date for a hearing on the matter and an arrest of judgment. Reynolds, who was found guilty of shooting 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey to death at Reynolds' home in Oakland during the early morning hours of April the 8th, 2013, was to have been sentenced on January 21st. Residents of Council Bluffs who have a chance to participate in a Citizens Police Academy this spring. The academy is designed to give people who live or own a business in Council Bluffs the opportunity to learn what police work is like in their community. The classes cover everything from community-based oriented policing to special weapons and tactics teams and are taught by Council Bluffs police officers. The first class was held in the spring of 1992, and officials say it was a huge success. The classes will meet Thursday nights from 6:30 until 9 p.m. for 12 weeks, and they'll be held at the Southwest Iowa Law Enforcement Training Facility. Last year, participants learning about their police department firsthand found out about police work through television, and going on through an experience such as Citizen Police Academy can be quite rewarding. The classes can be rearranged due to staffing, scheduling, or other circumstances. Registrations for the Spring 2015 Citizens Police Academy are being taken now. You can fill out the form available on the Council Bluffs Police Department's Facebook page and send it to Officer Matt Brinkman. If you have any questions, you can call Officer Brinkman at 712-329-1825. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, David B. Anderson, age 74, of Omaha, died January 1st at the Douglas County Health Center in Omaha. Memorial services for David Anderson will be today at 10 o'clock at the Douglas County Health Center. Auchenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jim Doherty, age 84, of Cumberland, died January 2nd in Omaha. Funeral services for Jim Doherty will be today at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Reno, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Wilma Mitchell, age 89, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Wilma Mitchell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rosemary Hoyce, age 84, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Rosemary Hoyce will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Donald Stein, age 59, of Glenwood and formerly of Portsmouth, died Friday. Funeral services for Donald Stein will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dorothy Beckendorf, age 93, of Oakland and formerly of Rural Walnut, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Graveside memorial services for Dorothy Beckendorf will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Mary Fueling, age 66, of Farmington, Minnesota, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial service for Mary Elizabeth Fueling will be held Tuesday at noon at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. The White Funeral Home of Farmington, Minnesota has arrangements. Elaine Doffenbaugh, age 91, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Funeral services for Elaine Doffenbaugh are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Betty Woodside, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Betty Woodside are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.